going to call to order the special meeting of April 24th of the Prudential Committee of the Keturah Water and Fire District. Hello, Mrs. Hadley. That's okay. The purpose of tonight, we've been requested by the fire commissioners to review an extension and a new contract, or I guess it's a new contract, for Chief Olson. And at this point, what is the pleasure of the board? Did everyone have an opportunity to read the contract?
Yes, I did.
And what do you think? What's your feeling on it, Fran?
I'm not quite sure what we're supposed to be just reviewing the procedure or the proper contract form.
Well, why don't we turn that into the form of a question, and Attorney Gargiulo is here. Perhaps you could. We've been asked, according to.
Yes, sure. To come up here.
It's my understanding that the Prudential Committee is charged with reviewing the contract that's been negotiated between the fire commissioners and the fire chief.
He has to come up here so he can be on the...
Eddie, could you mind just coming up? We only have one microphone, so just...
Just for the record, Edward Gargiulo, Rudnick, LLP, on behalf of the... Keturah Fire District Commissioners. Mr. Chairman, I would suggest to you that the language that references the Prudential Committee's duties and obligations is Section 3 of Article 5. The Prudential Committee shall be authorized to sign on behalf of the district all contracts and any other documents which do not require specific district approval. And then it also speaks to the Water Department contracts. But I would suggest to you that it's... your duty to review the contract and ratify it on behalf of the district. Obviously, it was negotiated, and the terms were the result of negotiations between the district commissioners and the chief and or his representatives. And I would suggest to you that they expended a significant amount of effort relative to those terms, and the terms are reflected in this document. This document we drafted and my office drafted, and I'm confident that it is legally sufficient to effect the intentions of both parties.
And just a question with respect to Chapter 24, Chapter 48, Section 24 of the General Laws. There were some questions that had been forwarded on to me saying that there was a feeling that the contract should only be limited to a period of 3 years.
We looked at that, and what's interesting to note is that the contract that had been in use by the district, and I'm only, my information on that is that that is a document that has been used and not redrafted for at least 16 years, in excess of 16 years. I believe that document was probably copied from a City of Boston fire chief contract from some 20 years ago, because among other things, that contract required jurisdiction for any disputes to be in the Boston Municipal Court, which makes no sense at all. Boston Municipal Court is the district court for the City of Boston. It would be akin to the Barnstable District Court for us. So it's clear to me that no one had reviewed the document in many, many years. We revised that as well, drafting in arbitration, which is the more commonly binding arbitration, which is the more commonly utilized dispute resolution mechanism, and did so with finality. And I would suggest to you that we're content that the language we utilized contemplates the statute you're referencing.
And at this point, I know you're here on behalf of the fire commissioners to answer any questions. I'll just open it up to the audience if anyone has a question they'd like to ask.
Yeah, I will say I'm not prepared to offer extemporaneous legal analysis. This document is the result of our legal analysis. I'm not going to enter into a colloquy.
Okay.
and offer extemporaneous legal analysis to the public.
Fair enough.
Can I just make a comment? I read that section of the law, and what it says is may.
It's very nice that you pointed that out. It does not say shall.
It does not say shall, and it does not say that there is a limit of 3 years. It says that you may have a contract for less than 3 years, correct? Which doesn't...
Well, as I said, I believe the way we drafted it contemplates all options. In the event, and I do not think that our analysis is incorrect, but in any event, if that were the case, it still reverts to a three-year contract. I believe the district can enter into a five-year contract, and I believe that document is legally sufficient and valid, and I believe it'll be a five-year contract, and I think it'll be enforced, and I welcome, should anyone have caused a legal analysis to be done and has an opinion letter from a law firm that tells me otherwise, I'd be happy to look at it. But I'm confident that our drafting is valid. I would agree with you. I don't know, flawed is a funny word, but I agree with you. The existing contract had a lot of issues that were not good for the district that no one had addressed apparently, and I'm not suggesting that that's the fire commissioner's fault, if you will, because they're not lawyers and they weren't caused to analyze it. But, we were, and we looked at it, and this document is the result of that effort.
Cindy, did you have a question? I don't know if... And what's your question? And I don't know if Edward would be willing to answer the question or not.
If I can, I'd be happy to.
My concern is, why is it in the best interest of the district to offer a five-year contract and not a three-year contract, where at any time the fire chief can resign and we are financially responsible to pay out that entire five-year contract? How is that fiscally appropriate for the taxpayers?
Yeah, as I said, I didn't negotiate the contract. I'm not here to advocate its terms. A lawyer's job is to cause the wishes of the client to be legally enforceable. So I don't negotiate the contract. So the terms that were I was directed to draft into the document, this document reflects, and it's done in a way that I believe to be legally enforceable and valid. That's really a political question. I'm not prepared to answer that. It's not a legal issue, but it's a political question.
You keep mentioning that there was plenty of negotiations between the two parties. I